In 2005, former County Commissioner Rhonda Storms was disturbed by a book display honoring gay pride in a town and country library. That led to a ban on the county endorsing gay pride events, which still angers people in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community and their allies. Daphne Street, a freelance writer in Hillsborough County, called the documentary powerful.
I recall when the censorship issue arose. I'm a native to the Tampa Bay area, and I'm really moved at the fact that that was documented and that people are really taking this seriously, because the moment we're not paying attention to these problems arise is the moment we will start losing more and more of our rights.
Charles Perkins ran for Tampa City Council last year. He said the gay and lesbian community is politically disorganized, and they should make better use of their voting power.
I don't understand why people haven't really tried to really put everyone together and say, okay, this is my network of, you know, everyone, you're gay, I'm gay, everyone's gay, you put them all together on the same page. We're going to vote as a block for this candidate who's going to support our issues, and then vote against people who don't support that. And if they could do that, and they never, every single person I've ever known never can seem to come to terms with working together as a group. And you know, they do that in Key West. They'll do it in Miami. But Tampa can't seem to get that organization together where people can actually go and vote as a block to vote someone out of office to say, hey, look, you worked against us. Well, we're going to get rid of you. But we're also going to financially support the candidate that's going to go against you.
Perkins said the gay pride incident wasn't the first or last time Storms prohibited freedom of expression.
And that's, if you look at her, the longevity of Rhonda Storms, she's always been very censor-oriented and trying to ban different people's freedom of speech. And that's just, you know, I mean, you can find at least 10 different things that she's done in the past 10 years to try to censor people from having the ability to express themselves however they choose.
Storms did not respond to an interview request by Deadline. Venus Jones, an independent poet, said she teaches her students at the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa to be non-judgmental towards others who are different.
People calling young people gay, or as if that is something that they've obviously already been taught that is wrong, or some a reason to ostracize someone, and so I try to do my best to sort of let them know that that's not godlike, or not to judge and to be judgmental.
The host, Cigar City Magazine, plans to show a different documentary each month at The Buzz. For WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson in Tampa.